Das kann so sein, dass ich nicht so schlage, wenn ich mich nicht so darf, lass mich testen. Mish and Sevet Torah is true for over Tirshay, but Dog of a Chulu, what's Chilak? So Rav Nachman Rabba Neymar Rav said it's the sultanas fish, which doesn't grow its fins and scales until it matures. The reason it's also is because similar looking non-kosher fish are typically mixed with them when they are caught. A Braisa says, fish that don't yet have fins and scales, but which would grow them as they mature, are mutter. And the Braisa gives examples. Fish that have fins and scales now, but will lose them when they're pulled from the water, are also mutter. And the Braisa gives examples of those type of fish as well. Rabbo announced in Caesarea, that fish innards and fish eggs may be brought from any person, even a guy, because in this place, the fish only come from Pelusa and Aspamia, and those places don't have non-kosher fish. This is similar to Abaye Zakhtimar, who says that the chilik of the Bav River is mutter, because again, there are no similar non-kosher fish over there. Fegmar, why are there no non-kosher fish over there? It can't be because it has a swift current, and non-kosher fish can't swim in such a current, because we find that they do. It can't be because the water is salty and fish without scales can't survive over there, because we see that they do. Rather, Zakhtimar, it's because the riverbed does not promote the growth of non-kosher fish. Ravina said, now that other rivers flow into the Bav River, however, the chilek fish from there could not be bought from a guy. Zakhmar Vaita Abaye said, the sea donkey is a kosher fish and the sea ox is not. The way to remember it is that's the opposite of the way it is on the land. Rav Ashi said, the shafar nuna is kosher and the kedash nuna is not. Zakhmar Vaita Rabbi Akiva went to Ginzak. They bought him a fish that looked like a certain non-kosher fish. He covered it with a basket and thrashed it around in the basket. He then looked at the basket and saw that he saw little scales on the basket. And therefore said the fish is a kosher fish. Rav Ashi had a similar story. He took the fish, held it up against the sun and saw it had thin scales and therefore it was kosher. Another time, Rav Ashi took a fish, covered it with a white bowl and saw it had black scales against the white bowl and said it's kosher. Rabbi Rechana was once served a kosher fish and heard someone refer to it by the name of a non-kosher fish. He took that as a sign that he shouldn't eat it. In the morning, he examined it more closely and saw that there were some non-kosher kosher fish mixed in with that kosher fish. Mishnah said, why is this aser? Awesome? Mar says, because the guy cuts it with his non-kosher knife, and even though we normally say nice and time is mutter, but because this grain has a sharpness to it, it sweetens the non-kosher fats on the knife, and therefore it's considered to be nice and time shvach, and it's aser. Awesome. Mar says, Rav Levi's servant would sell chiltis, and people would buy it from him. After Rav Levi died, the people asked Rav Yechanan whether they could continue buying it from the servant. Rav Yechanan said, the servant of the eved of a chaver has the status of a chaver as well, and therefore it's mutter. Mar says Rav Huna Bar Menume bought tchelis from the wife of Rav Amar Chasida. He asked Rav Yosef if he's allowed to use it, but he didn't know the answer. He then met Chanan the tailor, who told him that once he had a similar incident with Rav Yehuda Bar Hagrunya, and who told him that Shmuel said that the Eishes Chaver has the status of a Chaver as well, and therefore it's mutter. In fact, the Bryce says this as well. It says that the wife of a Chaver has the status of a Chaver, the slave of a Chaver has the status of a Chaver, the family in the household of a Chaver continue to have the status of a Chaver, unless they become suspect of being different. And a Chotzer, which was known that valid tchelis is sold, continues with this presumption of kashrus, unless it can be shown that there was a psul. A braisa says, if the wife or daughter of an Am Haaretz married a chaver, or if the slave of an Am Haaretz was sold to a chaver, they have to accept the rules of being a chaver in order to be considered a chaver. However, if the wife or daughter of a chaver married an Am Haaretz, or if the servant of a chaver was sold to an Am Haaretz, or Meir says they do not need to accept the rules of chaveres in order to be treated as a chaver, and Rabbi Yehuda says that they do. Rav said that the acronym of chavis, which is milk, meat, wine, and tchelis, are also if they have only one seal, but the items represented by the acronym of chamfag, chiltis, murias, bread and cheese, are mutter with even just one seal. Bread only needs one seal for the following reason. The guy would not switch out old bread for fresh bread or wheat bread for barley bread because he would notice the switch. He would only switch out bread of equal kind and quality. For such a switch, he would not bother making the switch if there's even just one seal. Why is it that one seal is enough for cheese but not for milk? Papa said, remove milk from the first list and replace it with a cut of fish that has no simen on it that is kosher. In fact, that's the same thing as meat, which is already listed. Rav said, yeah, two types of meat. Shmuel says, the acronym of bias, meat, wine, and tchelis are also if they have only one seal, but the items of the acronym of machag, which is murias, chiltas, and cheese, are mutter with one seal. Shmuel doesn't list the cut of fish because he holds that that's covered already by the meat. A braisa says, you're not allowed to buy items that are represented by the acronym of yemach mechag, which is wine, murias, milk, salkundris, salt, chiltas, and cheese. You're not allowed to buy any of that stuff in Syria unless it's bought from someone who you know you can trust being selling kosher items. With regard to all these items, if he's a guest by someone, even by a storekeeper that he wouldn't buy from, in his house you're allowed to eat from him because the storekeeper, he may sell non-kosher things to other people, but he's careful about kosher in his own house. This supports Rabbi Shimon Levi, who says that if a balabai sent the person these items as a gift, they're mutter. This is because the balabai surely eats kosher, and the gift that was sent from the items of his own house, his own personal stock, and therefore, which he intended to eat from, therefore it's mutter. Mishnah said, "Umelech sal kundaris." Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel explained, "This is the salt that all the bakers of Rome eat, meaning they mix it in the fats of non-kosher fish." A Braisa says, Ramei says, "Black sal kundaris salt is aser, but white sal kundaris salt is mutter." Rabbi Yehuda says, "White sal kundaris salt is aser, black sal kundaris salt is mutter." Rabbi Yehuda Megamliel named Rabbi Chanina Megamliel says, "Both are aser." Rabbi Rechana named Rabbi Yechon explained, "The view that says white is aser is because the color means that there's innards of the white non-kosher fish mixed in. The blue view that says that the black one is aser is because that color means that the innards of the black non-kosher fish are mixed in. The view that says both are aser is because both of these have innards that are mixed in." Rabbi named Rabbi Chanina Gamliel said, "There was an old guy in his neighborhood who would coat this salt with pig fats." Mishnah said, "Haba elu asurim." Why is this phrase in the Mishnah? What is it coming to exclude, this phrase? As more, according to Chizkiyah, it comes to exclude preserved foods that we know wine was added to. Such food would be asur b'hanah as well. According to Rabbi Yechon, it comes to exclude murias and based unaiki cheese. And the Mishnah will be following Rabbi who holds that these things are asur b'hanah. Zok, the next Mishnah, the following are even mutter to eat: milk that was milked by a guy while a yid was watching, honey, clusters of grapes, even though they're dripping, also not considered to be mukshul lekabel tuma, preserved foods into which it's not normal to put vinegar or wine, taris fish, which is not chopped up, fish brine that has kilbas fish in it, the leaf of chiltis, meaning because those are not cut with these knives, and the round cakes of olives. Rabbi Yossi says the olives with pits ready to fall out are aser. Grasshoppers, even if they're kosher, that come from the basket that's in front of the stores are aser. The ones that come from the storage area are mutter. The same differentiation applies to truma as well. Zok Digmar, the mission teaches what's taught in a braisa as well. The braisa says a yid may sit next to a guy's herd of animals, even if he can't see the guy from over there, and have the guy milk the animals and bring him the milk, and that would be mutter to drink. What's the case? If there's no non-kosher animals in the herd, so why does he have to be there altogether? We know they couldn't take it from a tray of animal. If there are non-kosher animals there, what does it help him if he's sitting there if he can't see what the guy is milking? The case is that there are non-kosher animals. And when the yid stands, he can see it, the guy milking the animal, but when he sits, he cannot see it. Since he can see it when standing, the guy is afraid to mix in any non-kosher milk. Mishnah then said, "Behad vash." The Gemara says, there's no concern that he'll mix in wine, because that would ruin the honey. There's no concern for bishul lakum, because honey can be eaten raw. There's no concern for non-kosher flavors absorbed in the pot, because noisin tamav gam is mutter. Mishnah said, "V'had evdani yois af al pishem and not voice." The fact that Rabbi says that Hillel agreed with Shammai that grapes in a basket, as they're being harvested, which has juice running from them, is considered to be mushul kabel tuma. After tomorrow, in that case, the grapes are being taken to the press, so he wants the liquid. In our Mishnah, the grapes are not being taken to the press, and therefore, he actually does not want the liquid coming out of the grapes.